So chanting with humility, what does it mean? Is it a thought that, Krishna, I am doing this for you? Yes. See, first of all, in chanting, the important thing is to focus our consciousness on Krishna. So the sound is meant to become act as a primary vehicle to take our consciousness towards Krishna. But sometimes what happens is, say if there's a lift, it's going to take me to the 10th floor. But if I don't climb the lift only, so if I, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. If I don't climb the lift only, then the lift is going up and coming down, but I am there only. So, like that, sometimes the lips, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes the, if you have any other hand mic, I can use that also. So, so sometimes the chanting is going up and down, when we are chanting the mantra, but actually, we are not, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, so this is continuing, we'll continue till that phase. So sometimes we are uttering the mantra, but our consciousness is not there in the mantra. So what when the mantra is going up and down, we are going through the mantra, but we are there only, we are not climbing the lift. So at that time, we can have different aids which can help us take our consciousness towards Krishna. That means we can have a picture of the deities in front of us. You know, we can have some glories of the holy name in front of us. We can have maybe the picture of our spiritual master, picture of our initiation. We can have some, we can contemplate, maybe sing some, remember some line from a Vaishnava song which creates, which fosters the mood of humility and helplessness. So all these are helpful in directing our consciousness towards Krishna. So like that, while chanting, the feeling, Krishna, I am doing this for you, that can also help. But the primary focus is that we try to let the sound take our consciousness towards Krishna. So we don't have to consciously hold on to a feeling, Krishna, I am doing this for you. But consciously, primarily, we focus on just hearing the sound and letting the sound direct our consciousness towards Krishna. Now, if that feeling helps us, that is fine. But we have to see whether it is anukul. Because sometimes, in trying to hold on to the feeling, we get so caught in trying to cultivate the feeling that we don't hear the holy name at all. So, whatever is an aid in our focusing on Krishna, that is can be accepted. So, humility in the context of chanting simply means focusing on Krishna. As I said, humility means not self-centered, but Krishna-centered. And chanting offers this opportunity to be Krishna-centered through the sound vibration. So that's why the feeling of, I am helpless, Krishna without you, or I am doing this for you, Krishna, you are manifesting as a sound, please accept my service, please accept my attention, whatever it is, all these are helpful. So we don't have to necessarily stay stuck with one particular feeling or one particular aid. The feeling is meant to be an aid. At the rich, advanced stage, the feeling will come naturally. But till that time, we can use as an aid whatever helps us to focus on Krishna. Does that answer your question?
So.